A Cry for Justice follows the life of Daniel Rudd, a young slave from Bardstown, Kentucky. He was freed after the Civil War and traveled to Springfield to work at a newspaper. His beliefs also led him to challenge the Catholic Church to deliver equality and justice for black people.
He founded the Black Catholic Congress movement, which still is in existence today and meets regularly, and they meet in Indianapolis this year.
In Springfield, Rudd worked for a newspaper, the Springfield Review. He wrote stories protesting the city's segregation policies. Rudd eventually owned his own newspaper called the Ohio State Tribune and challenged black people to actively become productive in society.
Rudd believed in black agency. He believed that blacks should help themselves. They should work on the, quote, the colored question, end of quote. And he was a man of action. You know, he didn't want to sit around and beg for a job. He believed that African Americans should get out and start companies and hire blacks and whites, too, and set a good example that way.
In 1890, Archbishop John Ireland became inspired by Rudd's efforts. He called on the church to eliminate its color line and give full equality to blacks. Rudd understood the power of journalism. His stories helped force changes in the church and society.
Think about it. If you were an African American interested in, you know, justice issues, hey, look, you gravitated toward journalism and to work in these newspapers and let your voice be heard.
In 1888, Rudd made a bold prediction. America would elect a black president before the end of the 20th century.
His dates weren't quite right, but he was always an optimist and always looking forward to what America could do if it also lived up to its founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution.
Daniel Rudd died in 1933. Author Gary Agee believes Rudd was happy with changes in the Catholic Church, but also felt that more progress could be made. For WYSO, I'm Wayne Baker reporting.